This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Andrew Chang, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at UChicago Medicine. Andrew, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, I know we've got a lot to talk about, and I'm looking forward to learning more about some of the things you're doing at UChicago Medicine. But before we dive into that discussion, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yeah, absolutely. I am new to UChicago Medicine as of today. I'm 6 months into this new role here. Before, I was at VillageMD through an acquisition of CityMD and Summit Health based in New York. And then before that, I was in Atlanta at Piedmont Healthcare, all in marketing roles. Most of my career has been actually outside of the industry, mainly in the airlines. Having a lot of fun here in healthcare, and I think there's just so much that we could do to make the experience better and make healthcare better for everyone. So that's what is the most exciting part for me.
Well, that's great to hear. And, you know, really cool that you've had such experience across healthcare and then to look at the airline industry and bringing that into your current role. I'm wondering, you know, based on everything that you're doing right now, what are some of your top priorities? I can imagine there's a lot on your mind, but what really kind of comes up time and again as being a top priority for you?
Yeah, there are quite a few top priorities right now, and I'm sure everyone can relate to that. But from a marketing standpoint, I've been here now, like I just mentioned, 6 months, and two main priorities that I've been really focused on lately is transforming the way that marketing is done and perceived in healthcare, especially at UChicago Medicine, of course. And that includes how the workflow happens, how we report on results, how we measure results, how we build relationships around priorities, and just trying to continue to build up our internal perception so that we're seen more as a growth partner than anything else, because I do believe that marketing, our main role is to help drive growth for any organization. The second priority is around the omnichannel experience. And that's something that I've been really passionate about for a few years now in healthcare, because I now believe it is possible to have a truly omnichannel or channel agnostic experience with a patient or a referring physician. And that, of course, involves, you know, IT and operations and physician and clinical leadership. It's a pretty big undertaking, but that is something that we are really pushing hard and committed to trying to get done here.
Well, that's great to hear, you know, and certainly a lot to do within that space. I love the fact that you're talking through that omni-channel patient experience and truly, you know, thinking through what that could mean for the patients and the community that you serve. When you look at that, I was wondering if you could dig one bit deeper. What are some of the things that you have been doing already around building that type of omni-channel experience, and what type of leadership does it take to make sure that your teams are ready, not only on the technology side, but on the people side as well, to make that transition?
Yeah, it is quite the undertaking. We are an industry that has been traditionally behind other industries. And, you know, with the advent of how data can be connected to so many different sources, and with AI, with just a lot of more out of the box thinking that's coming in, it takes a lot of coordination, takes a lot of support. It is a massive undertaking for any organization, but we're committed to doing it. And the challenges that we have here, you name it, it's a cultural change, it's a technology change, it's a priorities change. But really, from a leadership standpoint, you know, the board is committed to trying to see this through. I've built really good relationships, and full credit goes to them. But with our IT team, our CIO is just awesome. Our ambulatory team, who also oversees our access center, finance team, ops team, clinical leadership. You know, I've spoken to a few hundred different faculty and providers at this point, and people are really excited about bringing omnichannel. But yeah, it's absolutely not an easy task. It's a pretty big investment, but something that we're going to keep on pushing, and hopefully other healthcare systems will join us, so that we can really elevate the experience across the board, for the whole country.
Absolutely. That is an amazing vision of what healthcare could be. Now, when you think about UChicago medicine in particular, how will it evolve over the next 2 to 3 years or so? What's your perception on where things will change and how it will grow and develop?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually going through these conversations right now, looking at our strategic plans for the next 5 years or 10 years. And, a lot of it is centered around growth. Nothing totally unique there, but how we do it, I think, will be unique. We're going to be very disciplined on aligning around our strategic plan. And that's to be one of the largest academic providers that we have in the country. It is to be really good stewards of our financial resources and being able to use those financial resources to really help advance research and clinical trials so that we can really move the field of medicine and health forward. It also includes, pretty big investments here in Hyde Park on the south side of Chicago, where we're building a pretty large and new cancer pavilion, which will be one of the largest of its kind and attracting just a lot of faculty and researchers and clinical trials, like I just mentioned. But that is currently in construction right now, and it is a big focus that we're going to be spending a lot of time on for the next couple of years. And so it all centers around growth, and a lot of the things that require that growth is already in motion, but again, it's just a lot of discipline that our leadership is committed to doing.
Well, that's great to hear, and certainly exciting to know about the new Cancer Pavilion. I can imagine that will be a really great service for the community in being able to have that space and cutting-edge technology and innovation right at their fingertips.
Yeah, absolutely. And really help address some of the unsolvables in today's world, in addition to making sure that we have a focus on equity and serving our local community in the south side of Chicago, and making sure that those underserved populations get the treatment that they deserve, and that anyone deserves, frankly. And so it's a pretty awesome mission and vision that we've been laying out for UCM and also for the Cancer Pavilion.
Absolutely. Great to hear. And it really exciting. I will have to catch back up once it's more further along.
Absolutely.
But for the moment here, and before I let you go, I was wondering if you could talk about one change that you or your team has made that yielded some great results.
Yeah, I would love to talk about that. I don't talk about it enough, but I would say, going back to what I had mentioned earlier about the omnichannel aspect, just building partnerships and relationships with other stakeholders in this organization is something that I really focused on. Nothing really gets done in any organization or company without some type of partnership or relationship building these days, and heavily matrixed organizations. And so with our alignment with our chairs, with our executive leadership team, we've been able to push through some major changes in the way that we conduct marketing and that we prioritize marketing, with total alignment at the top and across and down, whatever direction you want to put it. But it's really more about making sure that we're able to focus on what matters the most and being able to measure out how we have contributed to their priorities and goals, but doing it in a way where it's completely transparent. We make everything as public as possible, from an internal standpoint. Whatever data source we use, whatever surveys or journey mapping, anything that we use, we try to make it transparent public. Any projects that we're working on, making it transparent. And again, all trying to make sure that we're doing things in unison. And it's been a pretty big change, for my team especially, but I think it's been very well received across the board, which I wasn't completely expecting, to be honest, but it's been really awesome. And it really speaks to the testament of the amazing team and people here at the University of Chicago Medicine.
Well, that's awesome to hear, and definitely, you know, a great success story to share. I think anytime you're able to open up those lines of communication and effectively collaborate, it makes a big difference for the system at large.
Absolutely.
As you're going through this process and really building these relationships and partnering with other executive leaders and teams, what did you feel like was really vital and valuable in kind of making those connections? I know it seems like it should be easy and straightforward, but definitely is at times harder or easier said than done, when you're thinking about so many different constituencies and so many different people who, while working towards the same overall goal, you know, have different ideas and I guess things that they're really passionate about as they're trying to build a great health system going forward. How do you really balance all of that and manage it, you know, for the project at large?
Yeah, it's really easy to do, actually. I'm just kidding. It's not easy at all. It takes a lot of conversations, trying to understand everyone else's perspective. What do they focus on the most? What are their goals? What are their priorities? And making sure that whatever plans that we put out there, whatever strategies, whatever PowerPoint presentations, anything is aligned to what they're also trying to accomplish. And just reminding them up front, we're all on the same team. We're here to help each other. And sometimes we get distracted. Those distractions are pretty costly in the fact that we have shrinking resources, and every distraction that comes our way takes away from what we're actually trying to achieve as a team. And just reminding them about their own priorities and how we can make sure to focus on those. And over time, you just build up credibility and trust by delivering on those promises and priorities. And so when you have that credibility and trust build up, then you're able to ask for more things from a change standpoint, and they'll believe you when they tell you, when you tell them, this is, hey, we're trying to do X, Y, and Z. And because you have that relationship and credibility through already delivering and focusing on their priorities, not our priorities, but their priorities, then you're able to make even more change happen. And so that's really what it takes a long time, but that's really what we did.
That's great to hear. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been such a fun and interesting conversation, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me.